Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Butch Davis. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Danny Jackson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Almon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gary Hancock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Quiñones. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Gorman Heimuller. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Almon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heimuller fires to first and has Motley trapped. There's the throw to Phillips who tags Motley for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a pop-up towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Pryor moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Washington scores. Pryor moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Wilson steals third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Brett moves to third. It's 3-0, Royals. Jeff Jones now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones strikes out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards second base. White fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 1 in the game. Wathen hits a pop-up towards third. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hancock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Kearney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-1 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a pop-up towards third. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-2 in the game. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathen. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Wathen steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty McNeely pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNeely moves to second. Don Hood now pitching. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hancock bunts towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. Almon moves to second. One out. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Mike Davis pinch hits for Bob Kearney. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is walked intentionally. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Luis Quiñones. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Mike Davis now playing right field. Mike Heath now catching. Bill Almon now playing second base. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Davy Lopez pinch hits for Rusty McNeely. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. White reaches second base with a double. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Hudgens pinch hits for Bill Almon. Dave Hudgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudgens strikes out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hancock hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 3, Athletics, 3. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Dave Hudgens now playing first base. Gary Hancock now playing left field. Donnie Hill now playing shortstop. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wathan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hancock. Wathan reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wathan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Tom Underwood now pitching. Leon Roberts pinch hits for Pat Sheridan. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hancock. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Wathan scores. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Royals. Onyx Concepcion pinch runs for Leon Roberts. Dave Beard now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Concepcion moves to third. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Concepcion scores. Wilson scores. It's 7-3, Royals. Kurt Young now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Davis steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Keith Atherton now pitching. Joe Simpson pinch runs for George Brett. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodgins fields the ball and throws to Atherton covering. Safe. There goes Davis trying to get to third. Atherton throws to Gross, who tags Davis for the out. Simpson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion now playing third base. Joe Simpson now playing first base. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Concepcion fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.